Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt that the archontic parasites take advantage of the interspecies predators. And that, I guess, in a phrase, would sum it up for me. That's the key relationship. They are two independent sorts of entities. Gnostics describes the archontic mind parasites as being literally and exactly an extraterrestrial species. They have a long story about this species. It's not just a fantasy that these people have. They have an extremely coherent and cosmological scenario explaining the existence of this species in our solar system.
And it explains the solar system itself as
well. It's connected with the whole evolution of the solar system. They actually came to exist before the Earth existed, and that's why they're called archons, because it's derived from the Greek root archai, meaning before the beginning or first. So actually, as the Gnostics taught their cosmology in the frame of the Sophianic vision story, these archontic beings existed in the solar system and constructed the solar system previous to the existence of the Earth itself and previous to the emergence of humanity. So, wow, I mean, there is a remarkable and unique cosmological perspective, if you want one. But regardless of whether or not you're going to go look at that cosmology, the Gnostics were explicit that the extraterrestrial parasites use us, those among us who are predators to our own kind. So there is a deal between those people. And what I'm perceiving lately in the course of my lifetime is that there are some human beings, we call them the psychopaths now, who are so deviated from the rest of humanity, who are so lacking in empathy, and who are so possessed with the need to control and the phobia of life that they actually become zombie vehicles for these ET parasites. This is a fact. And so there are totally archontified human beings walking around on this planet. How would we profile them in terms of the subject of our discussion here? Well, they are psychopaths who are at the extreme degree of dehumanization and of mechanically mindless violent behavior. And it's very interesting that there's a great clue about these are quantified human beings contained in one of the Nag Hammadi texts, in which they say, quote, "Jerusalem is the dwelling place of many archons," end quote.